and service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this absolutely magnificent Monday, April 21st, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. This is going to be probably one of the few times that I'm asking people like myself, like Mark, like many, many, many others. I can't possibly call out every single person who has met Missy or Charity. Some of the girls there in the office has been scanned, has gone into the fat burning program, and has lost a ton of weight. And I'm not going to say even lost, dropped, gotten rid of, never to be seen ever again. You see, if you lose weight, you might find it. So this is not the case. This is dropping the weight and changing your life forever. Because after you get through fat burn, when I hit my goal weight of 217, she does a thing called reset. You get 21 days where you are monitored by Missy, by Charity, by some of the girls in the office, and you're going to add a food that you've been craving. Mine was bread and butter. Vicky's was pasta. Every single person is different. Well, when you add the trigger food back in, do you get inflamed? Do your joints hurt? Does the scale say you gained 4 pounds in one day, but yet your belt loop is still, the belt hole in your belt is still the same? Your belly's no bigger. But the scale says you went up 4 pounds, but you hurt. Everywhere you hurt is your joints. Mine, my biggest pain that I get from being bad, eating the trigger foods that I love, buttered popcorn at the movie theater. Okay, having pecan pie yesterday with our dinner, with whipped cream, butter on the rolls, all the butter, the gravy, all the stuff that I ate, wake up this morning, 4.1 pounds heavy, hurt everywhere, the joints, the knees, hips, and shoulders. Inflamed weight on the scale. The hole in my belt is the same size. The pants are the same. I'm not hanging over. My belly's not 4 pounds hanging over the belt. It's just I hurt everywhere. Well, today I'm fasting. I'm going to flush my system. I'm going to shock my system. I'm not going to eat today. I'm not going to have breakfast in the morning. You get used to having just lunch and dinner on the program. Intermittent fasting is what Missy calls it. Because you have your dinner at usually 6 o'clock and you don't eat until noon the next day. Well, today I'm not eating anything. I'm going to drink a gallon of water. I'm going to flush this inflammation out of my body, and tomorrow I'll be down 4 pounds. On the scale, I'll be back down 4 or 5 pounds tomorrow. It's that simple. And once you learn this, I'm not on the program. I'm not paying for supplements. I'm not taking any supplements. I'm not taking any medication. Like Mark, thank you, God. Brother Mark does not have to take his insulin. I just did the story about Attorney General Dana Nessel suing Eli Lilly for the price of insulin. Well, guess what? He's not going to have to take insulin anymore. I guarantee it. Mark, while you're going through fat burn, continue to poke your finger and do your test strips and see what the number is. I want you to keep a logbook for your blood sugar. You probably do anyway because you're diabetic. Your doctor's already given you a diary to monitor your blood your blood sugar levels? Write it down. When you started the program, what was your blood sugar? Did you take insulin? Yeah, the first day he did, because he said he's only stopped taking his insulin the last 5 days. But keep track of your blood sugar. Could you imagine having diabetes, taking insulin? He's not pre-diabetic. He's not taking a pill. He's actually injecting insulin. Not needing insulin in his body. And he's only been doing this for 6 full days. Today is number 7. God bless you, brother. Cannot wait to see you. Mark your calendar, Saturday, July 19th. Come see Mark Peters. Come see Officer Rick. Come see me. Randy Walker's going to be there. Rod and Tracy Wheeler's going to be there. Vicky's going to be there. All of us, again, an alumni photo on July 19th. And you know what makes me feel so good about this? These are people I care about. Rod and Tracy, Randy Walker, Mark Peters, Roxanne Duf, all these people I care about. These are patriots. These are people that have been listening to the show that I've got to meet over the years. Love you guys. And you're feeling better and enjoying your life. Rod is getting scary. The dude, I think he's now lifting. Because, man, his handshake has gotten a lot firmer. And I grabbed his arm and I'm like, dude, the guns are starting to come out. Man, whatever you're doing, man, keep it up. I got to start lifting more. I've been thin enough long enough. Now I can get back in. My shoulders just got cleared from the shoulder surgeon. My hip got cleared. Yeah, I got to do what Rod's doing, definitely. Because here's the thing. If you feel better, you look good. Oh, boy. Here we go. Okay. He's day 7 right now. Hasn't taken his insulin in 5 days. He went from 4 pokes a day to 0. 4 injections of insulin a day? Oh, my God. Whoa. 4 pokes a day to 0. What's your blood sugar, if you don't mind, Mark? What was your blood sugar day 1? What is your blood sugar today, the last couple of days? Obviously, you're listening, so you text me just now. I appreciate that. So again, folks, I know you're tired of hearing about it. Well, guess what? I want to share this information. I want you guys to feel as good as I do, and Mark and others. And again, if you can't go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, call their office, 269-964-4044. Just text me, Missy, and I'll send you the information just like I sent it to Mark. And then you can get in touch just like he did, many others. You got to be kidding me. He just texted me. Day 1, his blood sugar was 193. Having to take insulin 4 pokes a day, he's down to 123. God bless you. Blood sugar down 70 basis points on the blood poke little test kit thing you do. Man, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. My blood sugar has been averaging right around 100. Between 104, 102, 98, I fluctuate all over the place. But if you go to the website and you look at my numbers, let's do that real quick. I haven't done this in a while on the radio. April 23rd, 2023, 297. Triple X t-shirt, pictures right there. That's in Missy's office in front of her big wall clock. My body fat was 41.8. Let's see, what was my... visceral fat was 21. Body hydration, as fat as I was at 42%. So, Mark, your hydration is really, really low. You got to start drinking more water. I recommend Mega Water up in Sheboygan. Get a hold of John Davis. Buy a few jugs. Go up there. Use Mega Water. 4 months and 4 days later, August 27th, 217.2. Body fat went from 41.8 to to 26.1. Visceral fat more than cut in half. Went from 21 down to 10. Hydration up to 53.3. Now I'm pretty consistent around 52. 52 and a half, 53 maybe once in a while. Mostly 52, 52.5. Every single day on these scales. Yeah, Tom. Oh, man. The list goes on and on and on. I can't recommend this enough because it works and it stays off. You know, this August, wow. This will be 2 years at this weight. I can't believe it. From August 23 to August 2025. Anyway, text me Missy, and I'll send you all the information. Just text me M-I-S-S-Y, and I'll send it to you. She's right in my phone. You'll get the website. You'll get the phone number. You'll get all of it. Got a short story from Lansing I want to get to real quick before we go to Washington, D.C., because this pertains to us and what we're dealing with these state legislators. Voter ID going to be on the ballot. If they collect enough signatures, this is interesting because as we also have Axe My Tax, we're going to collect over 600,000 signatures for that before the end of September. There's an additional petition drive out there. Secure My MI Vote, an effort to push a constitutional amendment requiring proof of citizenship in order to register to vote, has cleared the process to begin signature collection. Why? Because on Friday, the State Board of Canvassers approved the 100-word summary that has to be on the top of the petitions. Received approval after several painstaking hours in front of the canvassers. A similar effort was attempted back in 2022 for a statutory ballot initiative. It failed to collect enough signatures, but that was not going to amend the Constitution of the state of Michigan. This is going to amend it. Actually, we'll wrap this story up on the other side. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Just so you're listening, Mark, Rod says, good for you, dude. Looking forward to meeting you at the Fun Shoot Pig Roast Saturday, July 19th. So great job. Continue. Keep it up. I got other text messages. We'll get to those at the beginning of the next hour. I want to wrap up this Board of Canvassers approving the language to do a constitutional amendment. Now, this is different than what happened, Secure My Vote, back in 2022. Fred Wozelek, spokesperson for the new Committee to Protect Voters' Rights, says we're getting a much earlier start, number one. And we're not competing with nine other constitutional amendments or legislative initiatives at the same time. We are not going to have any problem getting the signatures, said Fred Wozelek. Wozelek said the group was currently raising money and would be using both paid signature gatherers as well as volunteers to collect the necessary 446,198 needed constitutional signatures, registered voters, to get the constitutional amendment on the ballot. The number of signatures needed to put a statute on the ballot in 2022 was 340,047. This number is larger because it's based on the turnout for the presidential election versus the governor's race. As to when the group would start the circulation campaign, he said it's going to be very, very soon. Actually, I'm in favor of waiting until it's sunny out every single day. Well, good luck with that. Michigan weather, you're looking at probably the first or second week in May, but they're going to start. Board members on the Board of Canvassers spent the day arguing back and forth with Charles Spies, the attorney representing the Committee to Protect Voters' Rights, at their board meeting. And Mark Brewer, the attorney, former chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, representing Promote the Vote Action, they were arguing back and forth over the 100 words that need to appear at the top of the petition sheet. That's called the summary paragraph. Every petition sheet that you are asked to sign take the time to read the 100 words. It's critical for you to understand what you're signing, number one. Number two, you can ask questions. The person circulating the petition should know the answers to some of the most basic questions. Does this change our Constitution? Yes. What does it require? You have to prove your citizenship. You have to be able to prove your citizenship via a birth certificate or naturalization papers. The summary of the petition states that the constitutional amendment would add a requirement to verify citizenship by showing a birth certificate, a passport, or other documents to be able to register to vote. It would scrap the ability of voters to submit an affidavit if they show up to vote without identification. It would add the requirement to provide a photo ID or a partial Social Security number to receive or vote via an absentee ballot. It would require the Secretary of State to review the qualified voter file to verify that only citizens are on our qualified voter files, our voting rolls. It would prohibit counting ballots from voters who showed up to vote without identification unless they showed up with the required documents within 6 days after the election. It also required the state to mandate a program that would allow people to get any required documents without paying for them. Wieselek said there were several things in the constitutional amendment that would need to be figured out by the state legislature if it passes. You wouldn't want us to do all the sausage making in a constitutional amendment. He said technology has advanced to the point where they can absolutely be able to get all this information via the internet. If you lost your birth certificate, well, it's going to be a very easy way to find and get a new one. Actually, most of your county clerks, folks, have your birth certificates on file. They're digitally stored on the cloud in their offices. I was born in Oakland County. I contacted the Oakland County clerk. I paid the fee online. They mailed me a certified copy of my birth certificate. I needed it to get an enhanced driver's license. So this is basically requiring no more information than what Jocelyn Benson already requires you to do if you're going to get an enhanced driver's license. Birth certificate, your current photo ID, said simple. So this is going to be another signature drive. When I get the website, the information, I'll let you know about it. Final hour of today's show. We'll get to the rest of your text messages. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going.